Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, to preach the truth of God, the love of God, the grace of God, the salvation of God, the way that the Bible teaches. Now, we're going to look in just a little bit. Comparison of the Ten Commandments is found in the Catholic Catechism and the Bible. But let's first answer the question, how do people claim to be following God but get so far off course that they actually end up being against God, yet claiming that they're for God, even using the name of the Lord Jesus, even talking about salvation, even talking about loving your neighbor, loving your enemies, doing all of those things that they find in the Bible? But how did the teachings of the Bible get replaced? The answer is very simple. By believing in the traditions of men. Now we'll see a little later, a very clever way, how the Catholics justify some of their changing of the Ten Commandments of God. But they claim the way we understand God is not by scriptures alone, but with scripture and tradition, and we don't even need the Bible, by the way. Well, the way to God is through the Word of God. That's why he caused it to be written and printed and translated into almost every language in the world. And what he's doing, we'll touch on that a little later, to bring a witness to the whole world in these end times, is going to be absolutely amazing. So we can answer the question, how did the Catholics do it? Well, in the New Testament, we find there were those bringing in false doctrines early on. And there's a whole principle that you find, which is the Bible teaching. A little leaven leavens the whole lump, which is this. Once you accept certain things, then you push away God. And when you push away God, you bring in more human things. And you push away God further. So what did the Jews do who had the Ten Commandments of God, the laws of God, everything that we have in the Old Testament? How did they get so far off that Jesus said they didn't believe God, but they were of their father, the devil, and the devil's a liar from the beginning? How did that happen? Just like in Catholicism, it didn't happen all at once. There were several major things that took place, we'll see a little later, noted in history as well, that gives us a landmark and a guide to tell us, uh-oh, don't have anything to do with that. So here, there was a confrontation between the Pharisees, religious leaders. You might say, if you're a Catholic, confrontation with the cardinals and the bishops and the archbishops, which was this. Mark 7, verse 5. The Jews had a tradition, a religious tradition, which was that you have to wash your hands vigorously up to the elbows before you eat. Now, another little sidebar here. Have you ever heard of the Code of Jewish Law? Well, you might get one and read it, see? The way that you know how people go wrong is to read what they have done.
A special cup with two handles called a kvot is used to wash the hands. Before we eat a meal of bread, we wash our hands in a special way. This is called Netilas Yadayim, Kvot containing the water is passed to the left hand, and then water is poured three times on the right hand. Then the cup is passed to the right hand, and water poured three times onto the left hand. The water should cover the entire hand up to the wrist. It is customary to hold the cup with a towel when pouring on the left hand. A little water should remain on the left hand to be rubbed over both hands while reciting the blessing.
Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu al netilas yodoyim.
Then the hands are dried. One should not talk until the blessing Hamotzi has been recited over the bread.
And the code of Jewish law will be very enlightening for you. Now, if you want a little shorter version of it, write for our book, Judaism, A Revelation of God or a Religion of Men. That will help you. And we have some of the laws of the Jews there. So here was the question from the Pharisees to Christ concerning Christ's disciples. Why don't your disciples walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? Therein is the key. Tradition. And what does the Catholic Church say? That we learn God's way from tradition as well as from Scripture. However, it ends up being more religion, more tradition, more things like that than it does the Bible. Now, some of the things here in my Catholic faith, the catechism that they have, there are a lot of very biblical-sounding things. But does that mean that's the whole truth? Or does that mean that there are some sleight of hands and changes in there because of their tradition that causes you to sin? And you don't know that. Just like here, verse 6. And he, Jesus, answered and said to them, well did Isaiah prophesy concerning you hypocrites. That's to the priests and the Pharisees. This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. True of Catholicism, true of Protestantism, true of all the pagan religions in the world, true of Judaism. Why? Tradition. Now notice, verse 7, but in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. That applies to any religious group that professes to be Christian and they keep their own way. For leaving the commandment of God, now we're going to see that's exactly what the Catholics did. And I'll show it to you, proof. So if you're a Catholic, you follow through after this segment, and you go get your catechism, and you look up in there what it says there concerning the commandments of God, and then go get your Dawei version of the Bible and read the Ten Commandments there. You will be amazed. For leaving the commandments of God, you hold fast to the tradition of men, such as the washing of pots and cups, and you practice many other things like this. Then he said to them, full well do you reject the commandment of God that you may observe your tradition. Then he shows that Moses said, honor your father and mother. That's the fifth commandment, correct? Yes. But you say, whatever you can give to your father or mother, you give it to the temple. That's Corban. And you nullify the word of God. Now, here's a great principle. You can take this, and we're going to now apply it to what the Catholics do. You know, one of the interesting things that Patton always did, he said he always got the book of his enemies and read it first. And that's how he attributed his victories over Rommel in North Africa. Now, in my Catholic faith book, the Catechism, page 194, the commandments of God. Now, let's examine that and see. Sounds like they're following God, right? Now, let's understand something very important. If you're going to follow God, you have to follow Him 100%. And if you don't follow Him 100%, then you end up like the scribes and Pharisees and like the Catholics, rejecting God. And that's the heart and core of the pedophilia problem. Their whole system is so corrupt from top to bottom, from head to toe, that there is no reforming of it. Unless there is true, deep, godly repentance, as I explained a couple segments ago. The Ten Commandments of God. I am the Lord your God, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Whoa! We'll go back and see what they did. What a sleight of hand. Remember to keep holy the Sabbath day. Honor your father and mother. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. Now, if you don't open your Bible, you won't know how you have been snookered. If you don't open it to Exodus 20, where the Ten Commandments were given, you will never know what they did. Did we not read in the last segment what happens? Why sin takes over? Because people cast the law of God behind their backs. Right? Right. Well, this seems like they're endorsing the laws of God, does it not? All right. Let me read it to you and show you what they have done, which is why, regardless of what they profess, they are not of God. It's exactly as Jesus told the religious leaders in John the 8th chapter. You are of your father, the devil, because, see, the devil is the great counterfeiter. And he's got lots of religions. And he's got lots of Christianity. So let's look at it. I imagine that there is hardly one Catholic in 100,000 that ever really took the challenge to read the Bible and the Ten Commandments and to see how they remove two of the commandments that are vital and important because you have to have all of them. And they knowingly did this. However, if you read the Dalway version, they were afraid to tamper with the Word of God. They leave them in. What a testimony to their lies. All right, let's read the first commandment here. They say the first commandment is, I am the Lord your God, you shall have no other gods before me. That's true, but it says more than that. Verse 2, Exodus 20. I am the Lord your God who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Now, out of Egypt is a type of sin, and out of bondage is out of slavery to sin, and God alone can do that. So his first commandment is here, all right? You shall have no other gods before me. Or, as we saw in the last segment, taking the practices of other gods and saying, you're going to do that to the Lord God? God says, no. Okay. Now, let's read the second commandment in the Catechism. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Let's read the second commandment in Exodus 20. And this commandment is wholly, completely removed. And when we read it, you'll understand why. Verse 4. You shall not make for yourselves any graven image or any likeness of anything that's in the heavens above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters under the earth. You shall not bow yourself down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. That, my friend, is the second commandment. And that is the longest commandment of the ten. So how dare they say they represent God and remove the commandment against idols, statues?
It was this huge cloud of smoke filling the sky that alerted neighbors. Fires flared up in another area. Neighbors showed me how fire raced through this entire subdivision, burning every yard and anything on them. In the Garcia's yard, you can see the fire line goes right up to the family statue of the Virgin Mary, then suddenly stops. The Garcia's yard is gone, but they believe this religious statue is the main reason their home was spared.
She protected our home, everybody's home. We prayed to it before we left. To protect everybody's home. She did. All our neighborhood got protected.
This is why they're wholly given over to Satan the devil. This is why there's so much trouble with the Catholics. This is why there's pedophilia in the Catholic priesthood, among other abominations that are done. You shall not make. Someone sent me a whole catalog of Catholic idolatry. Crosses, crucifixes, rosaries, statues, images of Mary, images of Jesus.
Generally about 50 to 60 hours I put into one statue.
Thousands of statues from Catholic churches across Northeast Ohio, each carefully restored to their original beauty.
At the time period these statues were made in the early 1900s, it was just a time when way more was expected of everyone. When people did their jobs, they were craftspeople.
So is Lou, and his hobby evolved into something bigger 2 years ago when the Cleveland Diocese began consolidating parishes.
When I started thinking about our artwork, I really wanted to make sure that it stayed here.
He purchased the closed St. Hedwig Church on Madison Avenue in Lakewood, renovated it, then began displaying the rescued statues in stained glass. The Museum of Divine Statues and Gift Shop opens Sunday, but this is just phase one. Lou wants to add a coffee shop so people can hang out, meditate, and pray.
Question. Did not those have to be made? Are not everyone involved in that breaking this commandment? Yes, indeed. What about you? Are you a Catholic? How many statues do you have in your house? How many Virgin Marys do you worship? And she's not in heaven, by the way. Never was. You shall not make for yourselves any graven image of any likeness of anything. And what's a favorite one that you find on a bumper sticker of faithful Catholics? The fisherman's logo, right?
In the time of Emperor Nero, this symbol may have marked the difference between life and death. Because this symbol is actually a secret message.
This is one of the most common symbols of early Christianity. And this derives from a word rather than an idea. It derived from a play on words, as did many of the early symbols. The initial letters of the words Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior, in Greek spell out the word ichthys. And ichthys means fish, hence the symbol of early Christianity, the fish.
Interesting. Why do they genuflect to idols? And why do they do the false notion of the Trinity? See, one sin leads to another. One false doctrine leads to another. And I want you to think about this. How can they say, or you believe, that they are of God if they have the audacity and if they have the satanic bitterness of gall to remove the entire second commandment from the ten and say, we serve God? And say, the only salvation is through the Roman Catholic Church. A big lie. They only do that to intimidate people and keep them in fear so they can control them. So you have to ask the question, is there anything really, truly godly with the true God in any of the things we have discussed here with this? The answer is no. But for a clever counterfeit, it looks really, really good. Nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. If you're the creator of everything that there is, as God is, and all human beings and everything that there is on the earth, and men come along and reject God and say, oh, I don't want you, but I'm going to make myself an idol, and I'm going to bow down and worship it and say to it, save me, when it's dumb and stupid and knows nothing. Now think of this. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children until the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. If you have idolatry, you hate God. But showing mercy to thousands of those who love me. What is the love of God? This is the love of God, that you keep his commandments. And yet Catholics remove the entirety of the second commandment and say, we're of God. Now then, sit back and watch any Catholic ceremony, and it's all centered around traditions and idols, is it not? Now you really need to think, if you've been a devoted Catholic all your life, this may hurt you. You may be very mad at me. You may really think, boy, this guy's really going off the deep end. Well, let me tell you something. I did not remove the second commandment out of the catechism of your own catechism published by the Roman Catholic Church. And I did not publish in the Tao Way version of the Bible or any other Bible, I did not insert the second commandment. God commanded it. You need to ask yourself, what am I going to do? You think they can ever reform a Roman Catholic Church? Never. You know what's going to happen to it? Well, pretty soon Christ is going to return. He's going to destroy it all. That's what's going to happen to it. and all the other pagan religions and so forth. But showing mercy to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. Okay? That's the complete second command. Third commandment over here in the catechism, remember to keep holy the Sabbath day. That is not the third commandment. Their second commandment is actually the third in the ten, which says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. What is one of the greatest ways to take the name of the Lord of God in vain? And people think, well, that means, you know, don't be swearing and cursing when you're playing a game or playing cards or out golf or whatever it is, or you hit your thumb with a hammer and you swear and curse. No. This is the very whole system of the Roman Catholics. Everything they say is taking the name of the Lord of God in vain because he is not there. Now that tells you why there's pedophilia. Do you understand that? Now there is a God who's God of love, the true God. And the true commandments of God. And there is a God who is a merciful God, the true God, who will forgive your sins through the sacrifice of Christ, the right way, because the Catholic Eucharist and sacrifice of the Mass is one of the abominations that is spoken of concerning Babylon the Great. The New Testament shows it is the Passover. Never heard of that. That's Jewish. No, it is Christian. The Passover that the Jews have is really not the Passover. Because in their rejection of Jesus Christ, they have lost understanding. Just like the Catholics in rejecting the Word of God and trying to make it to fit what they want, in the counterfeit that they are presenting, do not know God, do not know the truth. Now, can they be nice people in the society? That is the average lay person. Well, of course they can. But what is it that God wants? He wants true conversion so you can enter into the kingdom of God as a spirit son or daughter. So you send for all the books that I've listed here so far that you need to get, and then get the one from a speck of dust to a son of God. Why were you born? You need to know why you're made in the image of God. You need to know why you need to do the things of God. You need to know what is God doing. You need to understand the prophecies of the Bible. All of these things come when you forsake and get rid of all of the lying counterfeits of this world. So these are the choices that are set before us. So once again, be sure and go to our other website, truthofgod.org, and there we have hundreds and hundreds of sermons and studies going through the Word of God to explain it, so that it will enlighten you, so you will have understanding, so you can know the true God and understand the Word of God. That's why it's there. See? Free! So until next time, this is Fred Calder saying, so long, everyone.